More With Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More With Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that likes asking the questions before me, Mr. Richard Avery.
Are you trying to be funny?
A little bit.
You're not.
I tend to find that you like to jump on my questions.
Well, because you're slow. You're slow.
I like to get
detailed
answers.
You're one of the slow people. Like, how old are you? How old are you, baby? Let's go.
No, see, you're more the network television of interviews. I'm the NPR.
I'm the Barbara Walters. I get them to cry.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you pinch them a little bit?
No.
You haven't cried yet.
I just start talking about their dead cat.
Aw. Dead pussy. Exactly. So today, I brought in a guest.
Good to hear.
And I want to do a quick little breakdown. How I met this guest, it was in my hotel room in Las Vegas. Alex Chance brought her over.
Nudge, yeah, yeah. Say no more.
I just have to say nothing happened. Okay. So I'm not that cool. So nothing happened.
You're not.
But she was there.
I know that nothing happened, okay?
She did get me naked.
I got her naked.
Still, I know nothing happened.
And I took pictures.
It doesn't matter. I still know
today,
nothing happened.
My guest is the girl who got naked in my hotel room in Vegas and we did nothing, Miss Harley Jade.
Yes, that's me. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, very good. So, Harley, I have to say the first thing off the top of my head was, and it's the Batman fan in me, the first thing that popped in my head was Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. So how did you come up with your name?
I get that all the time, the Harley Quinn thing. It's actually, I was seeing a boy.
Closer.
I was seeing a boy who played football at the college in my hometown, mm-hmm. and he kind of picked it out for me. We went on like a couple dates, and he just kind of picked out my
name. Did he ride a Harley?
No, he didn't even ride a Harley.
Did you ride him?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
That did happen.
That happened once or twice. Yeah. I'm a cowgirl, you know, it happens.
Times. Yeah.
So,
foreshadowing.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 21 and I'm from the great potato state of Idaho.
You're from Idaho.
So, yeah.
We're at in Idaho.
Boise.
Mm-hmm. Funny, I grew up in Eastern Oregon, in a little town called Vail outside of Ontario. And we used to drive to Boise to the mall whenever we needed to get stuff. We had to drive the 80 miles to Boise to get anything. So I'm very familiar with Boise, Idaho from before you were born.
Yeah. People still do that. That's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still
Lots
a thing.
Of people
so the great potato state. Did any potatoes in your life? Did you deal with potatoes?
You know what? I really love potatoes, but pretty much all of the potatoes in Idaho are not from Idaho.
No, they're
not from Idaho. So I don't know. And I never saw a single potato farm while I was living in Idaho. So
we had a lot of those in Eastern Oregon. So, so what did you do in Boise?
I went to school for a little bit. I went to Boise State. I was a certified pharmacy technician.
Really?
Yep. And I also did makeup at Clinique. So, and then I decided to do porn and came here.
So what made you jump out of the pharmacy tech into porn?
When do you start having that conversation with yourself? Like, hey, you're watching it and you're like, hey, I can do this. This is easy.
You know, it was prompted. Someone came to me and was like,
some old man at a Greyhound bus station. Hey, baby.
It was kind of weird, actually.
Usually it starts off with, it was kind of weird.
Yeah. So there's this scout, I guess. And
not a Boy Scout.
Not a Boy Scout. A porn scout, adult film. So he makes these fake dating profiles. This is the sketchiest thing ever. So he makes these fake dating profiles of like these hot men and like in the military, whatever, and finds girls that way. Like, hey, you're a really cute girl. Have you ever thought about being a model and making $25,000 like a week, which is so not real. That's not a thing. But I was like, this guy is like, what BS? Like, what is this? You're not even a real person. And for somehow, like some reason, it worked.
Which happens quite often.
Yeah. In my head the whole time, I'm like, this is so not legit. But somehow it worked and here I am. So.
A scout that poached you off of a dating site got you out of pharmacy tech and out of Clinique and into porn.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, no, hey, it works.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if I didn't have a girlfriend, I think this is going to be my dating life. This would be my dating life. I'll just poach girls off of dating sites to, you know, come into porn. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be their pimp. There you go.
I mean, it works. I would like to say that that's ridiculous, but it works. I'm proof of that. So,
you know, what's funny is actually the very first guest on this show was my ex-wife, and she left. We went to school for photography. She actually left photography to go become a pharmacy tech.
Oh my gosh!
So what is about that job, you kids and your pharmacy techs?
It's actually a pretty easy job, and it pays really well. Yeah. And in some states, you don't have to be certified to be a pharm tech.
So you're just kind of a drug dealer, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like a legal drug dealer. But you really honestly don't do that much, because there's so much when you're actually in a pharmacy that you're not allowed to do, because the pharmacist is basically your babysitter and has to come like double check your work and like do things for you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that you're not allowed to do.
Do you ever get any free samples?
No.
When you're filling the prescription, you go, okay, 20 for you,
yeah, 10 two for me.
Exactly.
I'm sure some people do.
Do you go like, okay, I'm going to take those Viagra because my boyfriend needs them? And
it's very illegal, but I'm sure some people do.
We won't tell anybody.
So tell me about, so we know about your work. What about hobbies? Any interests? What do you do out there for fun? What do you do for fun?
I'm kind of a homebody. I'm kind of really boring. So I spend a lot of time at the gym, and I really like to draw and read, and that's kind of it. I don't really do much else. I'll go out once every 2 weeks, and that's about it.
Which we are doing in two weeks.
When Alex forces me to go out.
All right.
That's about
2 weeks, though, from
now.
We are going in.
Yeah, it's planned already.
Where are you guys going, though?
I'm going to take her to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get a cheese pizza only because I can't afford the rest.
I don't think I can get a Bloody Mary at Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, that's afterwards. I'm doing for drinks afterwards.
Do they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know.
They should.
I just want pizza. And then I'm taking her to a nice restaurant for drinks, a bar. Mm-hmm. Get her trashed.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I've been around her. I don't think you were drinking when I was around. You know, maybe if there was alcohol involved, I could have gotten a hookup.
Yeah, there you go.
I just have to say, Alex Chance has not hooked me up with the three-way yet, and I'm pushing 40. Shit needs to happen. Hey, I'm hinting so fucking heavily right now.
have to talk to Alex about this.
Yeah, wink, wink.
That's not wink. Exactly. So you work in porn. Mm-hmm. How long you been doing this?
Like 9 months.
Wow. 9 months.
Damn,
9
girl.
Months. Yeah.
You moved to LA just to do porn.
Well, I actually live in Las Vegas right now.
Okay.
So I moved to Las Vegas just to do porn.
Okay.
How much porn is in Las Vegas, though? How busy did you stay?
Not that much. Not last month, but the month before, I think I had 5 shoots in Vegas. And since then, I've had 1.
Do you like Vegas?
Yeah. I do like Vegas. Vegas reminds me more of Idaho in some ways than LA does. Mm-hmm. LA kind of sucks.
So when you come to LA, you come here, I'm assuming, for work. Mm-hmm. People are you're gonna work like a week or two, and then you go back to Vegas. And
yeah, I mean, I keep my schedule open, so I come whenever I have shoots. So even if it's like, you know, 1 shoot, as long as it's, you know, paying enough for me to come out here, then I'll come out for a day or two and go back.
Now, do you make the drive or do you fly?
I drive.
Nice.
One of my girls does that too. Serena Blair. She does that. She lives in the Bay Area and she just comes down here for a week, works, depending on whatever, tries to book some more work, and then goes back and then comes back. Like once a month she does it.
Yeah, I have a few friends that do that. My friend Kat Dior, I think she sets aside like 1 or 2 weeks out of the month just to come to LA.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know she. I know.
I
she
also think it's good
because
you don't get burned out on the everyday porno bullshit.
No, I mean, and going back to what one of the things that's kind of cool about Vegas is if you're not on the Strip and if you're not downtown, if you go out a ways, it is more like a small town.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is
something nice about it that you don't have to deal with. You know,
there's nothing nice about Vegas.
No, I like it. I'm actually in Henderson, though. I'm not right in Vegas, but I like it. It's more of a small town vibe than where.
But you want to move to LA, though, don't you?
I mean, I kind of have to. I don't really want to, but I kind of have to.
Now, where do you want to live in LA?
I'll probably go to Studio City.
I've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
For 18 years. Yeah. As of April 1st, I've lived in the same building for 18 years.
Wow.
Oh, God. It's Studio City is lovely.
It's where I first moved to.
It's a great place.
When I first moved to LA, I lived there for
It can be expensive.
Years.
Yeah.
So you got to look around. Go. My recommendation is going for an older apartment that doesn't have all the amenities, that has rent control. Because
kind of my
then
plan.
you're good. Because I know some girls that are having
I would tell her, though, my advice is just go find a rich boyfriend to pay for everything.
Get a sugar daddy. I have a couple of those on the line right now.
Good.
That I'm, you know, putting that in motion because I've got 5 months to find a place. So if I can make someone fall in love with me in 5 months.
Oh, no, you don't have to make it.
In 2 weeks at Chuck E. Cheese, watch out.
They just have to be interested, you know.
Come live with me.
Be my cute girlfriend. Yeah,
how many can you keep at the same time, though? Could you have a few of those?
I think I could.
Yeah.
Multitask.
Yeah. She doesn't go out much, so, you know, I mean.
I think I really could.
She's got an open slate.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Avery, did you have a question?
I do. What are your do's and don'ts?
In porn?
Yes.
I do interracial now.
Ooh.
That's a new one.
Mm-hmm. New do?
Yeah, new. So. It's a new do on my do list.
do you do anal?
Not yet.
Do you do it in your personal life?
I've done it a couple times.
And did you enjoy it?
Like once. I think I just haven't done it enough to be comfortable with it yet on camera.
Practice makes improvement.
Yeah. I got to practice a little bit more.
You got to practice more.
Talk to Alex. She can give you all sorts of tips and advice.
Yeah. Anal tips.
Yes.
She an anal queen.
She's not an anal queen. No. She knows what to do though.
Yeah.
When you got into the industry, were there things that you hadn't done that you now have experienced in the industry?
When I got into the industry, I'd never been with a girl before. I'd always thought that girls were really attractive, but I'd never...
I'd never been
with a girl. Yeah.
And now you've been with a girl?
Yeah, now I've been with plenty of girls.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you like going down on a girl or her going down on you?
I would rather go down on a girl than a girl go down on me, honestly.
What about you, Mo? Would you rather go down on a girl or have a girl go down on you?
Girl go down on me. I'm a lazy mom.
That's fair.
Let's be honest. I really don't give a fuck.
Let them do all the work.
Let them do the work. That's what I got a porn chick for. It's kind of like if I was with somebody that worked at Subway, bitch would be making me sandwiches at home.
No.
Exactly.
You're a sandwich artist.
Oh my God. Really. Porn chicks love sucking dick. It's a thing.
I know. Oh, trust
it's
me.
A thing. Well, yeah,
I love it. I love it. It's a thing.
And I love, like, I don't know, who was I shooting one time? I was shooting, I think it was Jules Ventura at some point, and she's telling me, no, it wasn't. It was on a Bobby Starr set. And I just remember the girl saying to me, like, I just love sucking dick. I love sucking dick. I just said, mm-hmm. I know who it was, and I can't name her name. But I said to her, really, like, you love it that much? I go, do you love it so much that you would suck my assistant's dick right now? She's, I would. She goes, I totally would. And like, we got like, she was like, let's do it.
Like,
she's
happy.
And my assistant's all like, yeah. And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. Not happening right here.
She goes, epic.
And I was like, it just was like, I thought like I kind of called her bluff and then she called mine.
Very nice.
And I was like,
that's pretty epic.
So in 9 months, how many scenes do you think you've done?
50.
50? That's quite a bit.
I think it's a decent amount.
And not one anal scene.
Like 40 or 50. No. Not that I remember. I hope not. I hope there's not an anal scene in there.
Exactly.
If it was a really small dick and the aim was off, you could have had anal.
Yeah. That would have been bad.
It happens.
I've had a couple almost misplaced penises. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, no.
You just kind of go, no, 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 no.
Like, you didn't pay me for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong hole.
Back off.
Yeah. So tell me, out of the guys, who's been your favorite guy to work with?
Besides Mo.
There's a couple. I just did a scene yesterday with Tommy Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a gentleman.
It was solid. Solid.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
Long time, right?
He's always
20 years, would you say?
No. He hasn't been around that long.
I shot him once for a book I did thing, for a sex book thing they asked me to do. And he was just like the nicest guy. Like,
no, Tommy's a great guy. I've known him since I got into the industry, and he's a great guy. So who's your least favorite guy to work with?
No.
No.
I can't do that.
You're supposed to say Mo.
What about girls? Maybe. You've worked with girls. You're having fun with girls. Who was your favorite? Oh, wait. Who was your first?
She's not even in the industry anymore.
That happens.
Her name was Olivia Taylor.
Oh, my God. That's my ex-wife.
I don't remember.
That's my sister.
She's from like Ohio or something. I think she was very attractive, like beautiful.
Were you nervous?
Yes, because I'd never. It was her first like I think it was her first experience with a girl too. And then they just kind of threw us into a closet. We were in a closet, like a tiny little closet, and they were like, okay, go for it. And I think I was I don't know.
Can you imagine, I don't even think I could do that where I hired just two first.
That would be, I mean, you would have to be in one a site first. That would be the whole thing.
Right.
Is because I've worked for companies that's what they want. What is you that want an experience what? That fumbling around because it gives it as a more realistic,
right.
You know, girls, this is their first time. Because girls will play off, oh yeah, I've never really played with girls. Well, and you find out they've done 150 scenes with girls. And you're like, really, bitch? And I've done that actually with, when I did my movie Young Mouth Club. It was the girls who hadn't really been on camera that much and were really young. And so you'd assume they hadn't done many blowjobs, you know. I was wrong. There was one who could suck a cock. But, there was that fumbling around, that kind of like, I don't quite know what to do on camera. And it works. It works. Yeah. So there's a certain
side. Why do you guys like that, though?
Innocence.
I don't like that.
I think it's I think it's just innocence.
I hate that. Like.
I think it makes guys who don't really get that many blowjobs, it feels more attainable. Yeah. They're like, she hasn't sucked 50,000 dicks.
I always say that's why she's nervous. Nasty girls that know what they're doing.
Call
me crazy.
I agree.
I always tell girls I like pros.
Yeah. I never understood how guys make it seem like such a bad thing. They're like, oh, it's such a bad thing that you've had sex with so many people. Oh. Like, what? I'm experienced. I know what to do.
Exactly.
Like, okay, go have fun with your virgin.
Yeah.
Like,
no, whatever.
I want a virgin. I don't want a virgin.
I've had a virgin. It's not.
It's like, I could make you come in 5 minutes, but that's fine. Like.
No, I just think I like nasty girls. I had to confess that years ago. I was to Julie, actually. And I called up. Oh my God, I like nasty girls. She's like, yeah, what's your point? I was like, it's not right. It's not right. She's like, no, it's okay. I said, it's okay. She goes, yeah. I said, great. Good. I'm good. And then I was
you're
off.
Normal. It's
yeah.
Bad.
No, I was, I'm not normal. Not even close. Yeah.
So, what other girls have you worked with that you had fun with?
My last girl, my last two were really, really good. My very last one was with Lyra Lovell. It hasn't come out yet. But that was really fun. Mm-hmm. I kind of had a great time on set with her, even beyond the scene. She just was a fun girl to be around, like really funny, upbeat, really positive. So she's really great to shoot with. And then AJ Applegate, I shot with her for Reality Kings.
Who? AJ Applegate?
So. Never heard of her.
She's a sweet girl.
Yeah. Is she?
I like her. And you guys could
That's not what you said earlier.
Well, no, AJ is, has an amazing ass and Harley has an amazing ass. Yeah. And so those two,
I'm not an ass
guy. I think that together. Was the plan.
Yeah, no, that was total. Yeah. Well, you guys have similar, similar attributes, if you will.
Yeah, so both blonde.
Yes,
so.
AJ's an amazing... I've been on set with her a number of times. She's one of my favorite girls to be on set with.
Yeah.
So who was your least favorite girl?
Alex Chance?
I don't know. I don't think I really... You know, I really haven't shot with enough girls to have, like, a least favorite.
So she was going to throw out a name of a girl, but guy, nope. Nope.
No. Will not. I had one sort of bad experience, but I don't name names because I'm nice.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll name it for you. We name everybody.
I don't think you'll name this one.
Okay.
I think I could tell you the story and you'd still have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. It's probably somebody new or something.
Like, yeah, she's gone already.
Another
one of those.
I was just going to say Ash Hollywood because we know.
Yeah, we can talk shit about her. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer girls or guys?
I prefer guys, but I would rather... I get a lot more excited when I have like a girl-girl scene because I don't get to do them as often. Mm-hmm. So whenever I get to play with girls, even in my real life or on... screen, I get a little bit more excited.
Do you play
that.
With the girls off camera?
Yes.
Very often?
Now. Not as often as I would like to.
Are they porn girls that do this?
Yeah, they're porn girls.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't know how to go to a real girl. Not a real girl. You're a
real girl.
Okay, porn girls are real girls too, but like a civilian.
that's a slogan right there.
I was thinking that's a DVD series for Penthouse.
Well, it's like a girl that's in porn, I can just kind of be like, hey, let's fuck, you're hot, whatever. But if I wanted to go up to a civilian, I would feel very kind of awkward
doing that. Hey, let's fuck, you're hot.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Like it might work, it might not work. I don't really know.
And you don't want the rejection.
Yeah, no.
Because you know porn stars are going to say yes.
They'd be like, you're a porn star, whatever.
Now,
like,
what about if you're fucking a girl and then the boyfriend's there? Is that an issue?
I've had that happen before too. Yeah. I don't, it doesn't really bug me. It's kind of
just sex.
For me, it's like if I really want that girl and that girl really wants her boyfriend to be there, I'll put up with the boyfriend. You know?
Yeah. I'm so yeah. close.
I like the way you so say you put you up with the boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm not necessarily there for the boyfriend. I'm not mad about the boyfriend, right. but you know.
Exactly.
So you've been in 9 months and mm-hmm. you are now with, I know you're with Next Level Talent.
Yes.
And you just recently moved in with that agency and mm-hmm. Both Jonathan and Andre are friends of the show.
Yes.
So what's your work life like now? You're keeping busy?
So busy, but I love it. I didn't work at all in March when I was kind of making the switch and I was going insane not having any work for a month. I was like, what the frick is this?
What do you do with all your free time?
I go to the gym. I sleep. I don't know. I just moved to Vegas too, so I don't really know that many people. So for March, I was like, I don't even know what to do. Spent a lot of time on Twitter, made a lot of custom videos. So
got some videos. Keep a little busy. Side work. Yeah, yeah. It keeps you busy.
Yeah, do you do webcamming at all?
No, because I don't have internet right now. Otherwise, what? I would have.
How do you live without the internet?
Okay, well, I have hotspot on my phone.
Okay.
So I use that to watch Netflix, but it's not really enough to webcam on.
She's a dial-up.
Yeah. Pretty essentially.
We have like the highest speed internet that you can get like for your home so yeah. that Alex can webcam and Skype and stuff. And all I know is I never have an issue with Hulu or Netflix yeah. or any of those. There's no buffering. There's no slowdown. It's HD quality all the time.
Yeah. She gave me all sorts of advice about what kind of internet to get and how many and whatnot. And I was like, okay. All right. But
so what are your future career goals when it comes to being in the industry?
I mean, I'm really excited to now be getting into doing IR. I haven't done my first scene yet, but I'm really excited for that and just kind of to continue growing, you know, the things that I do, opening up to more
types
of
scenes. Are you excited about IR for the really big cock? Are you a size queen? Do you like really?
No, I'm not. I'm really not a size queen. I'm excited because I actually am very attracted to black men. Okay. I am in my personal life. So I'm kind of excited to bring some black men into my vagina.
The door is open. Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm excited to open my door to
a little welcome mat below.
Yeah, I'm like,
welcome.
Hello.
Enter.
This is my vagina. Come on in. But I'm really not a size queen. There are times where I would much rather have like a smaller, more average size penis and the guy knows what to do with it. Cause I can, you know, I can do that for hours, but if a guy has a really huge dick, it's like, I'm tired.
As she covers up her vagina.
Yeah. I'm like, my pussy's given up. Exactly. White flag. Like,
exactly. I quit.
Let's take a break.
Exactly.
So,
well, besides porn, what do you want to be when you grow up? You're a young lady. What do you want to do?
I've actually kind of been considering that more. Before it was, I really wanted to be an English teacher, mm-hmm. and then I decided on porn instead.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
English teacher, porn.
I had someone ask me, they're like, oh, are you going to go do what you went to college for? And I was like, being an English teacher? Probably not.
I'm just thinking, like,
at this point,
I
would say
Mo,
so.
It's like this, Mo, it's like yeah. this. It's like English teacher who gets to fuck the students or... porn star who gets to fuck the talent and get paid for it.
Right. Well, and if I fuck a student, I'm really fucking over my entire career. Yeah, so,
but
yeah,
what
I'm
age group
up
are you?
Anyway.
What age group are you looking
at? It would
to teach?
Definitely be high school. Nothing. I mean, we're talking 18-year-olds. I wouldn't go.
Yeah. Nothing below 18.
Oh God. It's so bad.
You know, she's from Boise's still a small town.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I just turned 15.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And how old was the guy?
14. We'd been dating for like a year and a half.
Wait, how long did it last?
Not very long.
I would imagine. I was going to say 14.
I want to say...
I want to shake this guy's hand.
So we were in a slide.
A slide.
And, yeah, we were in a slide. And
There's in a slide and on a slide. So like a tube?
No, we were in it.
Like a tube.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in the slide. And I just remember we were like, we were having sex, and I was like, I think this should hurt more. I think I'm confused. Are you in yet? What's happening? And I have a tight pussy. It's not me. Just to clarify. And
prove it.
I will. No. But anyway, so... I just, after a couple minutes, I just remember I was kind of like, I think I'm done. Can we stop now? And he was like, yeah, okay. I was like, okay.
So you didn't even let him come his first, was it his first time too? Mm-hmm. So you didn't even let him come the first time he had sex?
I think we probably did something afterwards. I think I maybe gave him head or something and he came.
Ouch, that's rough.
And the second time, did it get better?
The second time, I remember being like kind of angry because
she had angry sex.
So
now I realize makeup sex.
And she realized that the first time was so bad. Now the second time, it's really bad. This is pissing me off. This isn't what.
No, so if you've ever been to, I don't know how all
churches
are.
How big is a 14-year-old penis?
Oh, no. That's a little creepy for you to ask.
Oh, God. Not as big as it could be. So if you've ever been, I don't know how all churches are, but in LDS churches, they have mother's rooms inside the women's bathroom. So mm-hmm. And they have like couches and stuff. So we were in the mother's room, but we were on the floor and it was dark because we locked the door and didn't want anyone to know we were in there. So we're in the dark and I had one condom and it was like a strawberry condom, obviously for oral sex, but that didn't happen. And I remember he was on top of me and I was like, this sucks. And so I was like, roll over. I'm going to get on top of you. And the condom came off, I guess. And then he was like, I'm not putting it on. We can't have sex anymore. And I was like, I hate you.
Oh my God.
And that was my second experience.
You had some rough times.
Yeah.
But now she's...
I was a horny teenager. Ugh. I wanted the dick.
I love horny teenagers. Just couldn't provide. I'd love condom wouldn't stay on. The kid, yeah. We're gonna go with the kid had
and
a small
you
day.
You can honestly say though, you've gotten better now in time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can
lots
say there's much improvement. Yeah.
Lots of practice.
Yes. Lots of practice.
Well, Harley, we do a little thing now where we get to know you, and then I ask you 10 questions that we stole from Inside the Actor's Studio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that show.
Mm-hmm. On Bravo.
Oh, she's good on Bravo.
Do you watch any Bravo shows?
I used to watch Tabitha.
You don't watch Vanderpump Rules?
Okay, I watch it every once in a while, but I'm not like religious about it.
It's my favorite show.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So we're going to ask these same 10 questions that get asked on that show, and let's see what you got. What is your favorite word?
Intelligence.
Ooh.
What is your least favorite word?
Moist.
Oh, I love that word.
I think that's the second girl
friend,
who said that.
You might get that a lot. That word sucks.
My friends down in Australia, when I used to go down there years ago, we used to call girls moisties.
Oh,
God. Look at the moisties.
Well, okay. Excuse me while I throw up. It's so bad.
Well, on that note, what turns you on?
Intelligent men. Conversation. That turns me on.
What turns you off?
Stupid men that aren't good at conversation, like Sia, or very forward men who just kind of come up and stick their hand down your pants. That's a turn off.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Note to self, do not do that. I just asked her to get naked in my hotel room, yeah, but exactly. I had reasons.
But you
it.
Didn't.
But you didn't stick your hand down my pants. It's different.
I guess
it's
different. I'm glad I didn't
different.
Do that.
Yeah.
What sound do you love?
Rain.
What sound do you hate?
When annoying people talk. I don't like that.
No. That's the end of the show. And I've said, I'll pick it up from here. I'll do the rest.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
It'd be cool to be a vet. That'd be cool.
From Iraq?
Whatever. Shut up. Okay, anyway.
What profession would you not like to do?
I wouldn't want to be a janitor. Like a maid. I don't like to clean that much.
Oh, God. Can I imagine what her home looks like?
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Hey, bitch. I don't know.
Yo.
I just would really like God to be like some down ass guy who's like, hey girl, like, I've been waiting for you. I don't know.
Some guy with his shirt open, a couple gold chains. Kind of looks like Bob Guccione from
the
70s.
He's got some French bulldogs with him. Yeah. Like, he's bitch, we were waiting.
Yo, kind of like, what's his name? Ali G.
Well, Harley Jade, thank you so much for coming out and doing more with Mo. Where can your fans find you out there on the interwebs?
I now have a 9th Instagram after they've all been deleted. So my Instagram is Real Harley Jade. And then my Twitter is The Harley Jade.
Nice. Any other source of Snapchat?
I don't have a Snapchat. I do have a Tumblr.
Ooh, Tumblr.
I believe my Tumblr is The Harley Jade as well.
And you obviously go there quite often since you, I believe, it is.
Yeah. I don't check the URL that often. I mostly use Tumblr. I get a lot of questions on Tumblr. I don't post on it very often, but I answer a lot of questions.
Oh, I should ask some questions on Tumblr. So, that's always fun to do.
Yeah.
Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug this week?
I'm trying to think what week this is. I'll plug my website, richardaveryphoto.com. All free, best shit on the web.
Best shit on the web.
By far.
Well, very nice. My name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can see my Instagram. Fuck you, Richard Avery. You can see my Instagram, The Average Mo. You want to listen to the show? You can find me on iTunes. You can find it on SoundCloud. And you can find it on theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, of videos, and you can listen to the show. Thanks for listening.